Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you join our broadcast each day. As we face the issues, we invite you, our listener, to participate. Put in your 2 cents worth. Ask the questions. Join in the dialogue of the discussion. You can do so by dialing 831-0917, 831-0917. If you're tuned in by way of the Internet, the area code is 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes direct through the studios right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, comment, dialogue, and discussion. We're looking at a headline that says, United Nations warns world is facing food destabilization. What causes it? What is the problem? Who orchestrated it? Is it something that is a natural happening, or is it something that is an orchestrated hoax? I'm talking about today, doomsday hoax. Ladies and gentlemen, just in case you've missed it, AOC, Ocasio-Cortez, AOC says that we have just 12 years before the world comes to an end. We're going to talk about that today. We're going to look at what is taking place in relationship to the Green New Deal. It's being instituted. It's not called the Green New Deal, but it's called climate change. Climate change. We're going to talk about how many times the geniuses behind climate change in the past 40 years, how wrong they've been, how many times they've been wrong, and what we see and why it is taking place. We literally have been placed under the domination and the control of the United Nations via the Paris Climate Agreement that President Donald J. Trump had taken us out of, and sleepy Joe Biden placed America back under the UN's thumb when he placed us back in that accord. We'll be talking about the things related to that today. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm finding it fascinating, sad, that so many believers get caught up in being anxious and concerned about climate change and even join in the dialogue and the discussion in relationship to that, and following what supposedly science says, following what the media says, and the media and the science and all of those that are pushing it could not read the scientific data on that subject if their lives depended on it. But they're always telling us it's what the science says. We're going to examine that very briefly today and talk about it and make the determination based on the authority of the Scripture, because the Bible says that no man knows the day or the hour. I reckon that would be no man except AOC. AOC says it's going to be 12 years, and she's all hyper and uptight with that, and others are following that. We'll talk about it, because the Rasmussen poll after AOC made that statement found that 67% of the Democrats believe the hoax of the doomsday, that the world's coming to an end in 12 years. In fact, according to that same poll, that same survey, they discovered that 48% of likely voters also believe the apocalypse hoax. Is it true? Have we missed something? Is the Word of God off-centered? Does the Bible have to go back and be updated, modernized, in order for us to understand where God said no man knows the day or the hour? Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. I call it the truth book. John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus says, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then the Lord Jesus says, "I am truth." Further, he says, "Thy word is truth," in John 17:17. And then in Psalms 117:2 says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." Ladies and gentlemen, we need to hang on to tenaciously the Word of God. It's God's progressive revelation of himself to man. As we study the Word of God, we're able to discern what is happening in society and in the world today. It is because we depend on God's Word as being the only source of real truth. Ladies and gentlemen, truth is denied, rejected, and demeaned in society today. You've heard me say it many times before. In fact, in the opening monologue of this broadcast each and every day, I talk about truth and how truth is demeaned, despised, rejected, dissed, as the world calls it. And that's going back to the fundamentals that were stated, not because he was a genius, but because George Orwell, which happened to be a secularist, in his book, his dystopian novel entitled 1984, said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We find that to be crystal clear today in today's society. It is truth that is to be sought. In fact, it was the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that said, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." Ladies and gentlemen, I challenge you each and every day to make that your mantra. Make that your modus operandi. Make that the plan for your life, is to seek the truth. That doesn't mean you'll find truth on the Communist Network News. Listen to the truth. You won't find that on, generally speaking, in the media today, whether it be the media in print, the media on the air, by way of television or radio. Generally speaking, you know, the media today simply happens to be a tool in the hands of a government that's gone out of control, and the media simply becomes the tool by which the government enforces what it says and reinforces it through what's supposed to be news. But ladies and gentlemen, I challenge you to go back to being a faithful Christian and seeking the truth, listening to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, and tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And I believe we're rapidly approaching the day, ladies and gentlemen, when we will place our lives in the crosshairs of the enemy when we stand for truth. It is truth that we ought to seek. It is truth that we ought to depend upon. It should be the modus operandi that we live by, is the truth, and that will be the truth of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands with such as Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The staff at Tools for Time can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a benchmark there. There's a 165-foot flagpole flying with Old Glory flying 24/7. Find the flag and the flagpole, and the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly environment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing all of the family of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the child of God, as God's Word intends it for us to do and intends for us to do. But ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does in placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, if you missed the point in the early portion of my monologue today, we're talking about the doomsday hoax, And the hoax is that the world's coming to an end. The hoax is, by the way, it is eventually, but not because AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, as she is called, I understand back in college, she was called Sandy Cortez. But ladies and gentlemen, AOC today is the know-it-all that everybody seems to be following when it comes to the Green New Deal, as was called by Bernie Sanders, as was called by other than the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party. But the Green New Deal has not been adopted, but they are adopting it by way of the climate change agreement that is under the Paris Climate Accord that the United States of America is in. But the thing that is so frightening to me, ladies and gentlemen, if I can hammer on this for just a moment, is that the Rasmussen poll said that 67% of the Democrats believe this doomsday hoax. I'm calling it the doomsday hoax. Of course, they're not. They're calling it science. They're calling it provable. They're saying that it's factual. But ladies and gentlemen, that is not so at all. And I find it then absolutely alarming that not just 67% of the Democrats believe this doomsday hoax, but the same poll discovered that 48% of likely voters believe and accept this apocalypse hoax. I'm looking at an article that says this. AOC says only a sponge, hear me, this is what she admits herself, only a sponge would believe her 12-year doomsday remarks, but most Dems, that's Democrats, bought it. Alexandria Cortez claims that the world will end in 12 years unless climate change is tackled, unless it tackled climate change and accepted it as fact by two-thirds of the Democrats, even though she herself said only those with the social intelligence of a sea sponge could actually believe it, end quote. The New York Democrat drew mockery from the Republicans after she made this doomsday warning in a bid to convince people that radical action must be taken for climate change. We must take radical action. Hear me. The focus of the doomsday claim that we're going to all be obliterated in 12 years is based on the so-called climate change. Ocasio-Cortez calls climate change our World War II, warns that the world will end in 12 years. Let me quote from this article. Millennials and people you know, Gen X, Gen Z, and all those folks will come after us, and they're looking up to us. The world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change, and your biggest issue is how we're going to pay for it, Cortez says. A few months later, she repeated her claim. Now more than two-thirds of the Democrats surveyed literally believe what she has said. Most of the Democrats, ladies and gentlemen, have adopted that fiat statement that the world's coming to an end in 12 years. Now, I find it amazing that folks that have been elected to office, folks that have been placed in a position of leadership in the Democratic Party, those that have generally, most of them have four-year degrees or more, some with graduate and postgraduate degrees, and yet they will assume that this fiat statement by Cortez, AOC, is correct, and will quote that and parrot that the world's coming to an end. Ladies and gentlemen, we're finding, and I'll touch on this to tie the loose ends up, we're finding today mega major food shortages around the globe. We're in, America is in, a food famine, a fuel famine, and a financial famine. And all of this, ladies and gentlemen, is part and parcel of what is orchestrated through the umbrella hoax that is called climate change. Climate change. That is that the climate is going to change. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. I'm going to read to you a verse. It's found in Genesis, the 8th chapter and the 22nd verse. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. And yet somehow, some way, ladies and gentlemen, there's a disbelief and a dissing of the Word of God. And you'd rather just simply, many people would rather just simply believe what AOC says and others in that category. Goes back to the Al Goreites. I call them the Al Goreites. Back a number of years ago, they were making claims very similar to that somehow, some way, the world was getting colder. Then it's getting hotter. And that's called climate change, et cetera, et cetera. I'm looking at an article, ladies and gentlemen, that should set the pace of where we're going in this show today. 41 climate experts were wrong. 41 times, that is. 41 times climate experts were wrong. Now, I am going to take the time to go down this list so that you will understand, ladies and gentlemen, what we're faced with when you hear the word climate change. It is a hoax being perpetrated on society today to allow the nations around the globe to be placed under the thumb of the dictators in the United Nations. I can't say it any clearer than that. Here's why I say that. I'm looking at this article. It says, the individual sources are not crackpots, but scientific studies and media reports on expert predictions. The sources for numbers 28 through 41, that's this whole list of 41 individually. For example, we're talking about now 41 times the climate experts, so-called, may I say, climate experts, have been wrong. Number one, in 1967, a dire famine forecast would be take place by 1975. That was the forecast in 1967, that there would be dire famine on a global basis by 1975. 1969, everyone will disappear in a cloud of blue steam by 1989. 1970, the ice age, we will be in an ice age by 2000. 1970, American subject to the water rationing by 1974. In other words, we're running out of water. There'll be water rationing by 1974. These statements, ladies and gentlemen, made by so-called scientific studies. 1971, the new ice age is coming by 2020. The new ice age is coming by 2020. That was a statement in 1971. 1972, new ice age would be by 2070. They updated it just a little. 1974, a space satellite shows the new ice age coming faster than believed. 1974, we're in another ice age. 1974, the ozone depletion, a great peril for the life on the planet. 1976, scientific consensus, planet cooling, famine is imminent. 1980, acid rain kills life in all the lakes around the world. 1978, no end is in sight to the 30-year cooling trend. That was in 78. That we're in a cooling trend, and there's no end of that cooling trend. That was a 30-year projection in 1978. 1988, regional droughts that never happened, supposedly in the 1990s. 1988, temperatures in D.C. will hit record highs. 1988, some islands will be underwater by 2018. 1989, the rising sea levels will obliterate nations if nothing is done by the year 2000. Hear me, these are predictions that's been used by the left as a cudgel to control Americans and to control nations around the globe. 1989, New York City's West Side Highway will be underwater by 2019. 2000, children won't know what snow looks like. 2002, famine in 10 years if we don't give up eating fish, meat, and dairy products. Listen to this. In 2000, this writer said, this supposed scientist says, famine in 10 years if we don't give up eating fish, meat, and dairy. 2004, Britain will be Siberia by 2024. In 2008, these loonies in the Doomsday Hoax said in 2008, Arctic will be ice-free by 2018. 2008, climate genius Al Gore predicts an ice-free Arctic by 2013. 2009, climate genius Prince Charles says, we have 96 months to save the world. 2009, the UK Prime Minister says, we have 50 days to save the planet from catastrophic results. 2009, climate genius Al Gore moves 2013 prediction to an ice-free Arctic to 2014. 2013, Arctic-free by 2015. Kept changing the dates. Most people have not paid attention to that, ladies and gentlemen. What I'm trying to get us to understand is what we're faced with today by the climate hoaxers, by the doomsday hoaxers today, which comes out of the Democratic Party, and has a designed purpose to literally control you and to cause the world and the nation of America in particular to submit to their domineering hoax and doomsday theories that they come up with. And it's always changing. At one time, we're going to freeze to death. Then we're not going to be able to eat sea life because it's all going to be gone because of the change of the temperature, the climate change, as they're calling it. 2014, only 500 days before climate chaos. 1968, overpopulation will spread throughout the globe. 1970, the world will use up all of its natural resources. 1966, all of these are predictions, ladies and gentlemen. Al Gore says that the oil gone and will be gone in 10 years. 1972, oil depletion will take place in the next 20 years. 1977, ladies and gentlemen, Department of Energy says oil will peak in 1990. 1980, the peak oil will be in 2000. 1996, peak oil will be in 2020. 2002, there will be peak oil production in 2010. 2006, super hurricanes are coming. 2005, Manhattan will be underwater by 2015. 1970, urban citizens will require gas masks across the nation by 1985. 1970, nitrogen buildup will make all lands unusable in America. 1970, decaying pollution, will kill all the fish in the oceans. 1970, killer bees are going to destroy the crops globally. The footnote on this massive article says the entire climate change movement is being used by the left to extend the size of government and to take over parts of our everyday lives that have never been taken over before. They want to control you. They want to control us. They want to control what you drive. They want to control what you eat. They want to control how many children you have. They want to control our use of energy. End quote. When the left yells at you and tells you you are doubting experts, simply remind them of their track record as fools. End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, do you understand what I'm saying today? Is that we have a doomsday hoax that's being perpetrated upon us, and what I'm wanting us to understand is that from a central biblicist viewpoint, we need not be frightened, we need not to be afraid, we need not to be concerned about it, because God is still in control of this old world. It's God that is in control, not man, not the so-called scientist, because most of these could not interpret anything that would be considered scientific data if their lives depended on it anyway. The United Nations is warning the world today that we're facing food destabilization. But ladies and gentlemen, in this broadcast today, I want to give us the skinny on what's happening and the overview of what's taking place, that it is coming out of the United Nations. The United Nations, it's now saying that we're facing a food destabilization, and they're exactly right. But it's something that's orchestrated, it's something that's planned, it's something that is engineered by the government. I'm looking at an article that says, is the coming food shortage government engineered? My answer to you is yes, ladies and gentlemen. We've seen the government is playing a big role in the food shortages that they have declared will hit America shortly. If it isn't bad enough, we're also seeing cyber attacks on the agricultural cooperatives causing serious problems. These are combined with the fires and other disasters that are not uncommon to these facilities, but have been happening in quantities that we're seeing. Nearly 24 food facilities in the U.S. have been burned down in the past 5 months. Now we're getting reports it is occurring overseas also. Some, this article says, some have speculated that these are actually targeted drone strikes. However, in the midst of the push for a cashless society via the Great Reset and the planned starvation of the population to control them, we are hypocritical, warned by the FBI terrorists, and the terrorists is what they are. They are to be targeted cyber attacks on our foods across the world. This is a code for there will be targeted attacks, and it is the government, ladies and gentlemen, being submitted, that's already submitted to the UN and being brought about by the UN to bring about this chaos, confusion, and ultimately world domination. I believe we have Greg on the line. Greg, go with your question or comment, please.
You know, it has been known for a long time that fear is the greatest motivator. Fear is the greatest motivator. And when you realize that to be true, then it's easy to understand why the politicians and the bureaucrats in the United States and around the world attempt to manipulate using fear. The climate change hoax, and I love the shift in language. You know, again, they began with the, we've got a coming ice age, we're going to have to adjust all of our lives. And then it was, the icebergs are going to melt, and the ice sheets are going to melt. We've got global warming. Global warming's happening, and all of a sudden that went sideways on them because literally we went to a solar minimum. You know, folks, they don't want to talk about this. There's a great big huge ball of fire in the center of our galaxy, and it's called the sun. That's where the heat comes from. And when we have solar maximums, you know, their sunspot activity reaches a peak, then we actually get a little bit warmer. And when there's a solar minimum, that solar spot activity is less, then we get a little cooler. But we stay within this range. I mean, it's amazing. We had this storm a few weeks ago. A lot of y'all saw it on TV, and they're in Yellowstone, and the floods and massive roads washed out things. And immediately, on many newscasts, they talked about climate change and how these things were going to be more prolific and more damage was going to be done and nations would be wiped out and this and that and the other thing. Guess what they also said? They said this is a 500-year event. You know what that means, folks? You know, sometime in the last 500 years, that happened before. Think about it. You think about that for just a second. 500 years ago, so were there SUVs running around? Was there all these carbon polluting, carbon dioxide polluting or emitting devices that were causing global warming or global climate change 500 years? No, come on. This is ridiculous. A few years back, no, it's been, 16, 18, maybe longer than that, years ago, the state of Florida got hit by three hurricanes back to back. One, two, three. I mean, there's a left, a right, and then an uppercut. I mean, it's crazy. And immediately, all these rabid climate alarmists, anthropogenic global warming, that means man-caused global warming peddlers, they came out and said the cycle had ramped up and we were going to see more hurricanes and they were going to be more devastating and we all needed to be scared and we all needed to start carving out tax and cap and tax with carbon credits and this. We needed to turn over all of our authority to the United Nations and these International Climate Commission boards and this. That's what we needed to do to save ourselves. And do you know what happened after that event where three hurricanes hit the state of Florida in a single year? They were predicting more the following year. The predictions were for 10 or more hurricanes to hit Florida and the southeast coast the following year. Do you know how many hurricanes hit? Zero. And for 10 years, a hurricane did not hit the state of Florida. I want y'all to think about that. But they lied, and they lied very loudly, and they lied continuously on all these different news outlets. All the propagandists came out to try to force you then into what they're trying to force you into now. This time, they've gotten a little smarter. They've decided to engage economic sources like the World Economic Forum, like the World Bank. Sri Lanka today is being devastated. Do you know just 4 years ago, I'd like for you to look at my Facebook page. You'll see the article where the World Bank began nudging Sri Lanka 4 years ago. They wanted to pull people out of agriculture and push them in different directions. They wanted to use money to manipulate things to prevent agriculture from growing. Guess what? They're facing famine now, okay? Do you understand that they are doing everything they can to nudge and to manipulate the culture into giving away all of your rights? They would like for you, they would like for me to be serfs, to be plebes, to be subjects. And that is not acceptable under my constitutional America, under my God-given right that government is supposed to exist to preserve and protect and not to eviscerate. And that's exactly the course that they would have us be on.
Absolutely. Greg, I hope you can hang on till after the news break. We have Don also holding. We'll pick each of you up right after the news break. We're going to take a one-minute break for the top of the hour news. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.